Espresso English Podcast, Episode 65, 32 English Collocations for Talking About Your Family. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Collocations are words that are commonly used together in English. If you learn collocations, it makes it easier to speak correctly because you'll be using the same combinations of words as native speakers. Let's begin our study of collocations by learning some common expressions about the family. Your parents and siblings. Siblings means your brothers and sisters, are your immediate family. And your extended family includes all your relatives, uncles, cousins, great-aunts, etc. Immediate family, extended family. You can use a family tree to diagram the relationships among your family members. A person who is related to you by a long series of connections can be called a distant relative. Family tree, family members. Distant relative. If you're lucky, you have a loving family or a close-knit family. These expressions refer to a family that has good relationships, where everyone loves each other and helps each other. If you were raised in a loving family, then you probably had a carefree childhood. That means you had nothing to worry about when you were young. A loving family. A close-knit family. A carefree childhood. On the other hand, a family in which the relationships are bad or unhealthy can be called a dysfunctional family. If the children experience abuse, poverty, or problems with the law, we can say they had a troubled childhood. A dysfunctional family. A troubled childhood. Perhaps the parents went through a bitter divorce. That means a separation in which there were bad or angry feelings between the husband and wife. It's also possible to have a messy divorce, with a prolonged legal battle involving lots of conflicts about the separation of the former couple's assets. Assets are money and possessions. The decisions about the separation of assets are made in the divorce settlement. A family in which there are divorces or separations is sometimes called a broken home. A bitter divorce. A messy divorce. The divorce settlement. A broken home. Sometimes the mother and father fight over custody of the children. That refers to who has the primary responsibility of caring for the kids. A judge can grant joint custody. That means give shared responsibility to the ex-husband and ex-wife, or sole custody to only one parent. For example, a judge might award sole custody to the mother, and the father has to pay child support. That means make regular payments to help with expenses for the kids. Custody of the children. Joint custody. Sole custody. Pay child support. If the divorce was a mutual divorce or a mutual separation, that means the ex-husband and ex-wife agreed to separate without fighting. Then they will probably stay on good terms with each other, meaning to have a polite relationship without conflicts. Mutual separation. On good terms with each other. If a woman gets pregnant without being married or in a relationship, then she will become a single mother. Some women in this situation choose to have an abortion, and others prefer to give the baby up for adoption. The time when the baby is planned to arrive is called the due date. You can also say the baby is due in mid-October, for example. get pregnant. A single mother. Have an abortion. Give the baby up for adoption. The due date. The baby is due. After the woman has the baby or gives birth to the baby is given to the adoptive parents, who will raise the child or bring up the child as if it was their own. Sometimes when the adopted child is older, he or she tries to find their birth mother. That means their biological mother. Have a baby. Give birth. Adoptive parents. Raise a child. Bring up a child. Adopted child. Birth mother. This was a free sample lesson from my ebook, 1000 English Collocations in 10 Minutes a Day. This book makes it really easy to learn these common combinations of English words. The lessons are very short, and each lesson comes with a quiz where you can put the collocations into practice. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on ebooks, and look for 1000 English Collocations in 10 Minutes a Day. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.